Okay, I was just on hold for quite a while on WFMD radio trying to make a comment about American exceptionalism, but I didn't make the cut by the end of the show, so I didn't get on the show, so I figured I would share my thoughts here. A couple of quick things. They were talking about how big businesses are avoiding taxes, and there's also in the news about Amazon, about a federal law they're trying to put in place so that everybody that buys things online would have to pay the tax at the time they buy it. This all comes down to what I call middlemen. And these are lawyers, this is government, this is unions, this is insurance companies. These are all entities that put themselves in between the person or company that actually produces a good or service, and takes a piece off the top. And what has happened is, as we all know, our government has grown and grown and grown and grown. So that's a huge middleman. We've got lawyers. They've gotten very greedy and they take a lot of money. And so that's another big middleman that adds to the cost of doing business. Insurance companies, that's another one. Unions, of course. All of these layers of middlemen are really the crux of the problem. America is still exceptional. The workers, the environment here, the topography, there's a whole lot of things about the United States of America that are beautiful and exceptional. The Constitution, the original Constitution, is a pretty good document. But the problem is that we've gotten away from the idea of small government, of people producing a good or service and selling it and not being burdened by all of these middlemen. Patty made a comment towards the end there about GE, basically called them criminal because they don't pay taxes. First of all, I don't agree that they don't pay taxes. There are all kinds of fees and different things that all these corporations pay. And if they pay an employee, the employee pays taxes. So roundabout, they're paying taxes. If you're a stockholder and you make money on their stock, you pay tax on that. So, you know, those are all really the owners of the company all paying taxes because anybody that owns stock is an owner in the company. So the problem isn't the taxes that corporations are or not paying. And the problem is not the taxes that citizens are or not paying. The problem is the growth of all of these middlemen. If a government grows huge, it's going to get money one way or the other, by a fee, by a tax, by a levy, by a lawsuit, by whatever. It's going to get money if it's big and bloated. It's just like somebody that eats too much. You know, if they get used to eating a lot and they need to feed themselves, they're going to get the money somewhere to get that food. It's a form of gluttony, but is with money instead of food. So that's what happened, is the government's gotten big and fat and lazy, and it just wants money, and it's going to get it. And the corporations, it's not the corporation's responsibility to support a big, fat, lazy, bloated government. Corporations shouldn't pay any taxes at all. When we first started this country, there were taxes on things that were imported and so forth. There were certain federal taxes, but they were very small, very, very limited. And it had nothing to do with corporations being taxed. Corporations, the whole purpose of them is to employ people, to make money, to provide a good or service, not to support a big, bloated federal government. So we need to get the focus back on the problem. And the problem is all of these middlemen. And the reason I put lawyers and insurance companies in it and all that, as far as I'm concerned, they're part of the government. They're all regulated by the government. They're all doing their dirty work and so on. And so they're all part of the problem as well. Now, the one gleaming hope on the hill here is the internet. And it's a great equalizer. It allows people like me to do what I'm doing right now. It can get rid of a lot of middlemen. It can provide goods and services direct to a consumer, and cut out a lot of middlemen. So we have something that we can use to operate very efficiently if we choose to. And maybe we can start attacking this problem at the root, which is all of these bloodsuckers that are feeding on the system that aren't producing a daggone thing, but are taking money out of the system. So that's my 2 cents worth, but my goodness, do not blame the corporations. They are not the problem. They're the good guys here. They're trying to make money. They're trying to build businesses. They're trying to employ people. So don't blame them, for gosh sakes. So that's my 2 cents worth.